joined by Old Grizzlies head coach Scott Atkinson. As we begin the new year, Happy New Year, Scott.
Happy New Year.
As you look to the new year, you know, do you have any resolutions for your team here?
Well, we want to try to get back on the page we were before Christmas. Obviously, we sort of faltered last weekend, and we want to get right back on that page we're at before the Christmas break.
You played, obviously, Black Falls twice there right before the new year. What were your takeaway from those two meetings as, you know, they wind up wrapping up a win in the season series versus you?
Well, I just think that we sort of got off to an unfortunate start in Black Falls and couldn't seem to recover. So I didn't think the scores really reflected the play, but we have to live with that. And like I said before, we have to get back on the defensive page and pay attention to the details of the game.
This week, obviously, Team Canada wins gold the last night, an exciting contest there. Were you guys able to watch that together and, you know, do some team building with, obviously, a very positive result there?
Actually, we have to man the Bantam tournament, so some guys got to watch it and some guys didn't.
All right. And when you see Team Canada win in that fashion, you know, what can you use that as a motivation for your guys, perhaps?
Well, I just think it's exciting to see the Canadians come out on top, and that sort of bodes well for all Canadians, right? So I don't know if it gives our team an advantage. I'm pretty sure John Miller's from Canada, too. So, but I just think gives you a positive feel, right?
Yeah, you bet. The season series versus Drumheller, 0-3 so far. They got out to big leads in the first two games. You guys had the lead in the third one. You know, what made the difference in that as they came back to nab it?
Well, I just think we have to play intensely. So we've struggled in Drumheller, but here I think that we've been sort of evens with them, and we have to try to find a way to get on top tonight.
Yeah, they've won 17 straight regular season games versus you guys. The last victory that you guys had against them was actually the playoff win in Drumheller in March of 2020. What has made them stand out in this series versus you over the last couple of years, do you think?
I just think they work hard, and they try to put a lot of pressure on our defensemen, particularly in Drumheller, but they have a good forecheck and they work hard.
As you move through this weekend here, obviously a critical home weekend with Drum tonight and Calgary tomorrow, just how much importance is there on these points in these games as you look ahead to the January 10th trade deadline?
Yeah, I just think that it's glaring. So we need to make some hay here in the next little while and try to put ourselves in a better position to get in playoff.
Have you had any roster movement this week as you get set for this weekend?
No.
As you look ahead to January the 10th, obviously one last chance to try and improve the team, or, you know, if things aren't going well, to try and, you know, look ahead to the future. Just how busy is this next week going to be for you?
Well, it's just busy all the time right now. So heading into this trade deadline and, up to it, and then all of a sudden there'll be a big calm. It's kind of like Christmas morning, right? A lot of to do, and then it's all over. But we're just trying to make our team better. That's our total focus.
As you look at the lineup tonight, you don't have any subs here, so are you guys healthy, and are you guys ready to go here for these big two games this weekend?
Yeah, we're healthy, ready to go.
Excellent. Well, best of luck, Scott. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.